After days of investigation and suspicion, police have arrested New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez in North Attleboro today. Hernandez has been charged with murder in the death of an acquaintance, Odin Lloyd, whose body was found near Hernandez's home more than a week ago.
In court today, Bristol County DA Sam Sutter described surveillance video that allegedly connects Hernandez to the crime.
Surveillance footage picks up his vehicle going straight down a road that leads us. It's a secluded area. There are no homes there. There are no artificial lighting. Between 323 and 327, people who are working the overnight shift hear gunshots.
Hernandez is being held without bail, and the Patriots have cut the one-time star from their roster. And that's where we'll begin our weekly conversation about the world of sports with Only a Game's Bill Littlefield, who joins us every Wednesday. Hi there, Bill.
Hello, Magna.
So, Bill, grim story here. What's the latest? What do we know?
Well, we know that Mr. Hernandez has been charged with murder and with several counts of illegal possession of firearms. We know that he's no longer a member of the New England Patriots, which is not exactly a surprise. And it may be that we can at least suppose that we know why he was not earlier charged with obstruction of justice after we learned that he'd given the police a broken cell phone and that he'd smashed his own home surveillance equipment. They have done a great deal of investigating and have charged him with something considerably more serious than obstruction of justice.
Mm. Well, Bill, what exactly did the Patriots say in their decision to release Hernandez?
I suppose the most important thing that they said was at the end of the statement that they gave us today, which is, at this time, we believe this transaction is simply the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. Of course, the justice system has to do its work. I think what was left unsaid was what the Patriots were probably saying in their offices, which is, yikes, I guess we should have paid more attention to this guy's history somewhere well before today.
Well, let's move on and talk about this week's NHL Stanley Cup Finals. It came so close. They came so close, but for the Boston Bruins, it was not to be. With just over a minute left to play, the Bruins were ahead 2-1. Looked like they were going to force a game seven, but the Blackhawks, as we know, scored twice, ended up raising the Stanley Cup above their heads and crushing the hopes of Bruins fans everywhere. Here's Bruins coach Claude Julien.
It's one of those things where you look at who you played against, and that Chicago team, I think, lost seven games in the regular season, and you can see why. You know, they're deep. They got stronger as the series went on. They're a great hockey club, and, you know, they need to be congratulated on that. But at the same time, I'm going to stand here and tell you how proud I am of our team.
But, Bill, I got to ask you, this was quite an end to – I mean, it was an amazing postseason.
It was an exceptional postseason.
It really was, wasn't it, in many, many ways.
And an exceptional final game. You often see people get surprised watching sports. You rarely get them such surprise in such short notice. 17 seconds it took for the Bruins to go from ahead to tied to behind and for the season to end. It was just an exceptional experience, yeah, even just to be watching it.
Well, we heard Claude Julien there saying they're deep, talking about the Blackhawks. They're deep. They got stronger as the season went on. Did the better team end up winning here?
I think the better team won, or at least the team that played better during the season won, and yeah, I think the healthier team won.
Yeah.
What we learned after the series was over, and this is as it usually goes with the NHL, we learned that a lot of the Bruins were exceptionally banged up, and some of them playing at considerably less than full strength, and maybe that had something to do with it as well, although I don't think Claude Julien would ever use that as an excuse, and neither would the players.
Well, exceptionally banged up is a delicate way of putting it, Bill. We've got some tape of center Patrice Bergeron, who was taken to the hospital after Game 5, and here he is describing his injuries.
I had a broken rib, torn cartilage and muscles, and I had a separated shoulder. It was. I was going through a lot of pain.
And by the way, today we also found out he came back and played in Game 6 with a punctured lung. So, Bill, is just this hockey the way it's played, or is there a bit of a problem if banged-up players are still on the ice?
Well, players have to make their own decisions about when they're going to play. This is part of the ethic that is apparent in pro hockey and in pro football as well. If you can stand, you can get on the field, you can play. As I say, players have to make their own decisions. Coaches make their own decisions. I think the problem comes, as you have, I think, suggested, when youth football coaches and hockey coaches adopt the same sort of standard. It's insane, of course, to risk your future by playing with the kind of injuries that we're talking about here. That having been said, I guess this is a decision for every player and every coach to make, but let's make sure it doesn't dribble down into youth leagues and little league and that sort of thing.
Bill, in about the 10 seconds we have left, I want to ask you quickly about Boston Celtics, who traded head coach Doc Rivers to the L.A. Clippers. Why did they let him go? Why did he want to go?
Better weather, an opportunity not to have to rebuild the Celtics, an opportunity to coach a team that didn't include Rajon Rondo. You pays your money and you take your choice. I've heard all sorts of stories, and I guess only Doc knows.
Well, they say it's going to be a humongous loss. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, which you can hear every Saturday morning at 7, and again at 7 p.m. in the evening right here on WBUR. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.